You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how we doing out there? Happy New Year. I'm going to be playing this all week. Happy, happy New Year. You know, things have got to get better. I am extremely positive, okay? We have to be, all right? 2013 will be a phenomenal year. We've got to be positive. I mean, 2012 left us very bruised, left us very poor, left us, I mean, you know, but we're still standing, and, you know, we're fighters. So please, we've got to be positive for 2013. I know it's been difficult because the last week of 2012 has been all the stress when it comes to, fiscal cliff, and are the taxes going to go up, and are we going to lose our unemployment benefits, and are we going to lose our guns? Are we going to lose, you know, are our kids safe in schools? And it's been a very, very, tragic last few weeks of 2012. So as we enter 2013, I want y'all to be positive. Now, it's interesting. Okay. Fox Health News has a list of foods that can actually destroy your good mood. No, we're not talking about family members who could destroy your good mood. We're talking about foods. Apparently they have 7 foods that can actually destroy your good mood. Nothing's going to destroy my good mood today. I am really positive about 2013. Happy New Year! But let's go through this. What 7 foods could destroy your good mood? Number 1, they say potato chips. I don't eat potato chips that much. If I do, I would go through a whole bowl or a whole bag. I love them. So I just don't buy them. I keep them as far away from me as possible. But they say that they have, let me see. How do they destroy the good mood? Let me see. They say they're potatoes fried in oils rich in omega-6 fatty acids that block your mood-enhancing omega-3 fatty acids. You get that? Omega-6 block mood-enhancing omega-3. They go, if you really want a crunch, right, substitute almonds. What? Almonds? How the heck do you dip almonds in French onion dip and guacamole? All right, but they say potato chips because the omega-6 fatty acids block your mood-enhancing omega-3s. Soda. We know soda isn't good. Soda will give you a quick sugar rush, but soon after, as your sugar levels come crashing down, you will go into a plummet. They say if you crave soda, try flavored carbonated water or add a squeeze of your favorite citrus fruit to a glass of club soda. They're not talking about lime in your Corona. They're talking about glass of club soda. Margarine. And you know what? Going back to that soda thing, I only worry about the club soda with some of you that have reflux, because I think the carbonic acid can, you know, cause you to burp more. But, you know, remember how I talked about sometimes you have to trick your body? And sometimes your body is just addicted to soda. You just need to feel the bubbles. You need to. So if you could play around with the flavors, you know, they have these kits where you could carbonate drinks, but you don't have to necessarily put the sugary flavoring into the drink. You know, it may be something you could do to kind of wean off your soda fetish. Okay? Margarine. All right? They say margarine has inflammation-promoting industrial fats. They say much like fried potato chips, the high levels of omega-6 fatty acids, which are bad, could tamper with your mood and healthy insulin levels. They say natural is always a better choice than fake. If you must use butter, do the real thing, but in very moderate proportions. Remember in the 80s when we heard that margarine may not be a better choice than butter? And we were like, I don't get it. You know, and then Fabio was like, I can't believe it's not butter. Remember that, those commercials? But yeah, I don't buy margarine as much as if we're going to use any butter, then it's going to be the real thing, but just a touch of it. Okay? Try to switch to healthy oils. You don't have to cook in butter. You could use olive oil coconut oil, etc. Those also give you a nice healthy dose of omega-3s. Why can't I talk today? Am I lisping? Oh my gosh, please don't let my lisp come back. Not for 2013, I don't need a lisp. Agave nectar. They say in recent years there's been a lot of hype surrounding agave nectar as a better choice for sweetening coffee, tea, etc. But like honey, it has a lot of fructose. And even if it's natural, the fructose could lead to insulin resistance, weight gain, mood instability. So even the agave nectar could hurt your mood. All right, bagels. Now, bagels for a very small time people thought were healthy. Because if you had a whole wheat bagel and you'd have a dairy on the bagel like cream cheese. But bagels have never really been a healthy choice. It's a huge, thrust of these refined grains, which means high sugar. Not to mention cream cheese. You know, I love chive cream cheese. Yesterday, I almost went for a bagel with cream cheese, and I said, no, because I'm trying to lose weight, and I said no to do that. Now, they say, though, that just a 4-ounce whole wheat bagel can still rack up 400 calories, even without the butter or the cream cheese. So they recommend a whole wheat English muffin with egg, because then you'll get some fiber, beef vitamin, vitamin B, and zinc. Really quickly, I went to Einstein's Bagels, and they have these bagel fins, and you could get sandwiches, and one of their sandwiches was 350 calories, and it fills you up because it had tomato, it had the meat on there. So, you know, sometimes these bagel thin sandwiches may be a better choice also. Peanuts, they say peanuts can make you lose your moods. Apparently, many of them have high salt food additives like MSG, which is an artificial flavoring found to be linked to migraines, weakness, burning sensations, wheezing, difficulty breathing, etc. They said go for Brazil nuts, go for almonds, go for walnuts, right? A mix of nuts, those have antioxidants, nutritious minerals, and minerals and omega-3s. Peanuts usually don't count. They say sweet potato casserole is the final of the foods that could ruin your moods. Even though when you look at sweet potato casserole with all the mushrooms, you smile. They say no because of blood sugars. So don't forget, go more towards carrots, radishes, and cucumbers. Boy, that was a downer. Let's lighten things up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Happy New Year, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today's December 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,664.80. A 1-ounce gold Kougaran can be purchased for $1,706.26, $853.13 for a half ounce, and $426.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,706.26, $853.13, and $426.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy New Year. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working with us today on the dials during this phenomenal holiday. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know many of you guys are going to be on Facebook over the holiday. You could very easily find The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I finally saw The Hobbit. The Hobbit! I thought The Hobbit was phenomenal. The thing with The Hobbit is any of these Lord of the Rings movies or Peter Jackson flicks, Peter Jackson, phenomenal director, hats off to him. The movies are close to 3 hours. All right, so of course I had to miss two very important parts, you know, leaving the theater to pee. Trying to make it through a 3-hour movie is almost impossible. Of course, the kids, I never like to buy popcorn and soda because they don't need the calories, but I mean, a 3-hour movie, I mean, you know, they could go into hypoglycemia. So, you know, when we were said and done, and then I tried to go to the non-IMAX one. I don't know if you guys know this, but when you go online, sometimes that doesn't jive with the actual movie theater. So I went online and it said 210. So I bring the family there at 210, and no, there wasn't a 210 movie. There was a 310 in the IMAX, but I didn't want to do the IMAX. I wanted to do the 210 that I saw online for just the 3D. So then you had to do IMAX, and I ended up spending $63 on tickets, not to mention food. That was like an 80-some dollar day. That was kind of, you know, but I got to admit, I mean, it was a phenomenal movie. and, you know, pretty worth it. Now, from what I understand, movie theaters are getting upset, though. These three-hour-long movies cause them to run movies less per day. Instead of six showings a day, sometimes they could only run four. Because, again, a three-hour movie times four, 12 hours. And so if they go from 11 to 11, that's less ticket prices. So movie theaters, it's interesting. You would think that they would be excited to carry The Hobbit or any of the Lord of the Ring flicks because those are sure to be hits. You know The Hobbit series is going to be phenomenal. You just know it. Very good quality. New Line Cinema. I think they even joined MGM. Very good quality producers, directors, etc. Good stars. But apparently, from what I understand, these cinemas are kind of complaining because when you have a three-hour film, not to mention 3D, now you have to play it less times a day, meaning less ticket prices as opposed to having more. I didn't realize that. You know, I guess when it's economics, when you're the one counting the beans, that's when you know, see you're not making as much money. But it was good. I was a little confused. One scene, it kind of looked like they went to Jabba the Hutt a little bit, and then there was a little Yoda-looking creature, and I didn't think Lucasfilm had anything to do with that, the Hobbit film. So there was a little bit of that. And you guys, when you see the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. But other than that, I mean, surprisingly, considering it had such a tough act to follow with the Lord of the Rings trilogies, I think the Hobbit did a damn good job. And I've been just talking about the Hobbit ever since. Now, what movies are going to be coming out in 2013? What exciting movies? Well, let me see. In January, I guess there's going to be Texas Chainsaw in 3D. Are you kidding me? Who wants to see that? All right. Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. That's kind of interesting. What's interesting is how they're taking children's stories, which, by the way, Hansel and Gretel was a gruesome story as it is. I never understood that as a child. Hansel and Gretel, somebody's going to eat them, right? The woman or the witch wanted to cook them up in the oven. That's a children's story. Well, I guess somebody realized they could capitalize on it, and they're making a grown-up movie, and that looks actually pretty good. In February, what's coming up? Let me see. Bullet to the Head, not sure. The Sorcerer and the White Snake. That may be interesting. I don't know if that has to do with the Sorcerer. A Good Day to Die Hard. I don't know if that's I know Die Hard is coming up with another one. If that's another Die Hard movie, because I know he's supposed to be in Russia with his son. So if that's the Die Hard movie, that's going to be great. Okay, March, anything good? Last Exorcism Part 2, nah. Oz, The Great and Powerful. They're redoing the story of the Oz. James Franco is, I guess, supposed to be a wizard, and he's supposed to help all these pretty women in Oz. I really didn't get the trailer, but it looks good. It looks very, very good. Then you also got G.I. Joe Retaliation. I believe that's going to be Bruce Willis playing G.I. Joe when his wife had years ago played G.I. Jane. And any Bruce Willis movie, I'm there because he's sexy. Tyler Perry's Temptation is also going to be coming out, too. All right, Eden, not too sure what that's about. Jurassic Park 3D is coming out in April. Why not? All right, now you can make movies in 3Ds. Why not re-release them and make another multiple million dollars on it? So Jurassic Park 3D, Scary Movie 5, The Big Wedding. The Big Wedding sounds like a chick flick, but it may be cute. I don't know much about it. Finally, in May comes Iron Man 3. We have been waiting for Iron Man 3. It's going to be a little bit more dark, but it looks pretty good. The Great Gatsby, I believe, has Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not sure. That looks pretty good. Tyler Perry's We the Peoples. That should be a funny one. And The Hangover Part 3. Hangover's been working fast. There's going to be a Hangover Part 3. And then, I don't know if you guys have seen the super-duper, super-long trailer, Star Trek has another movie coming out, Star Trek Into Darkness. That's going to occur in May. Now we're in June. Don't get too stuck in the movie theater because we got the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Make sure you sign up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. But before the cruise, there's going to be the movie Kick-Ass 2 that some of you could see. Man of Steel. Man of Steel, my guess, is the Superman movie. Very interesting. I started watching the trailer. I had no idea it was a Superman movie. I didn't think it was going to be good. And then all of a sudden I realized it was the Superman trailer. So they're going to take a very interesting spin. Then in July we got The Lone Ranger, Despicable Me 2, Grown Ups 2, The Wolverine. Hugh Jackman is back in another Wolverine movie. Sexy, of course. And then for those of you that didn't dislike the Smurfs, there's going to be the Smurfs 2. Don't know how that was popular enough for them to come out with another sequel. August. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the movies that are going to be released in 2013. What's coming away? Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. Percy Jackson did very well with the first movie that it did. Percy Jackson, I forget what, it was the first Percy Jackson movie where, you know, Greek mythology stuff. It was great. So they're going to have another one. There's going to be a 300 movie, Rise of an Empire. There's going to be Red 2 and, I guess, Closed Circuit. Not sure what that one is about. September, you got Little Mermaid coming out in 3D. From what I understand, I think they're also going to do some Star Wars in 3D as well. Prisoners, The Tomb, Runner Runner, I, Frankenstein, Riddick, and Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs 2. October, Paranormal Activity 5. I haven't seen any of them yet. The Devil's Rapture, Seventh Son, No Good Deed, The World's End. The World's End. That sounds like it would be a James Bond movie, but I don't think it is. November, we got Thor. Yeehaw, a Thor sequel. The Dark World is coming out. And even more highly anticipated, November 22nd in November, The Hunger Games Catching Fire, the sequel to The Hunger Games. That is going to be a phenomenal movie. Then in December, we got the second Hobbit coming out, The Desolation of Smaug, S-M-A-U-G, Smaug, The Desolation of Smaug, The Hobbit, and the most highly anticipated Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. We got a Jack Ryan, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Walking with Dinosaurs. Walking with Dinosaurs, is that a sequel to Walking with Elephants? I guess there's a movie Walking with Dinosaurs. And, of course, Bad Santa 2. So those are going to be a lot of movies. Really cool stuff. I'm excited. I love movies. I do. I don't like the price I have to pay, but it is still pretty exciting. Okay. Let me see what... Okay. 9 out of 10 suffer sleepless nights because they sit there and worry. We're talking 9 out of 10 people are now being afflicted with insomnia. Are you kidding me? 90%? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. The latest study has found that 9 in 10 people suffer sleepless nights. Worry is the major reason, with a third of them polled claiming it stopped them from nodding off. So they were falling asleep, but the thoughts kept coming. Over a third of adults say they wake up 3 times or more a night. This poll was taken of 2,000 adults by the hotel chain Premier Inn, found only a quarter said they were regularly woken by their partner snoring. Other people were woken up by their pets, that's me, bad dreams, or by their own snoring. Make sure you guys get checked for sleep apnea. They say fatigue and tiredness were blamed by 25% of participants for affecting their productivity, concentration, and ability to do their job. All right, well, anyway, guys, look, I know we got a lot to worry about, especially with Washington at the helm, but you gotta get your sleep. You're no good to the rest of us citizens, okay? Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. Dental emergencies, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy New Year. Got a lot more to talk about. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Talk Superstation Live, who plays our show live Monday through Friday and now on Saturdays. Big thanks to DJ Diamond Joe for making that happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite and Trevor Oliver for broadcasting our show worldwide as well. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget, we got the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise coming up in June. We should be playing a commercial soon that gives you a little bit more information on the cruise, leaving Seattle June 28th, arriving back July 5th, going up the Inside Passage to see Juneau, Skagway, Tracy Arm Ferrets, Ketchikan, Victoria, British Columbia. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. All right, now that we got the holidays over, it's going to be a time for you to treat yourself this next summer. All right, we got a very, very busy year planning ahead. Now, I do urge many of you to treat yourself to a good dental exam and a good dental cleaning. You're going to hear some news this week that might scare you about dentists, but don't. All right, it's far more dangerous to not get your teeth cleaned and get your teeth addressed. However, there is a case where a woman accidentally got a drill bit into her lungs. From what I understand, during a routine dental implant operation, a 60-year-old woman bit down on the dentist's drill head. The drill bit became loose, fell into her mouth, down her throat, and right into her lung. Immediately, the dentist asked the woman to sit up and spit the drill out, but it had been too late. It had already fallen into her lungs. She tried to spit it out, tried to cough, but it was already aspirated, per White's, said Dr. White's, medical chief of the hospital, who was tasked with removing the drill bit. In response to the woman swallowing the drill bit after the accident, the dentist proceeded to x-ray her chest. He saw the drill bit firmly stuck in the woman's lungs. Dentist contacted doctors for assistance. Then a pinky-sized, they said here, what they did is a pinky-sized tube was sent into her lung with a small camera and pliers to grab hold of the drill. So basically, they did bronchoscopy. They went into her lungs. She was put under. They went into her lungs, were able to go in there and grab it. Now, they say the dentist clinic where this incident happened now checks each drill bit before starting a procedure, making sure the drill is properly attached. Also, the dentist checked the drill bit in the air before using them. Now, he says, unfortunately, drills are going to be dropped every now and then. Right before you get drilled, just ask your doctor to make sure that it is on there tight. Let me see. To prevent further accidents, they say scientists are searching for dental drill alternatives. For example, researchers at the University of Missouri have created a device that uses gas and liquid to remove plaque and kill bacteria. The device is pain-free, and hopefully you don't need to use a drill bit. Now, we talk about dentistry every once in a while on the show. I need to probably resurface that every now and then, and I found this one website that comes up with a real nice list of dental emergencies and what you should do on your way to the hospital or on your way to the dentist. This comes from Sane Dentist Blog. They call it the 7 worst dental emergencies you need to know. Now, they say sometimes, let's say you bite your tongue and your lip, and it's bleeding pretty bad. They say clean the bitten area with a piece of cloth or cotton. If the swelling occurs, start applying a cold pack or cold compress over the injured area. If uncontrolled bleeding starts, you got to get to the dentist or hospital or call 911. Sometimes the dentist has to do stitches to control the bleeding. I've had to do that where I've had to actually stitch up the underside of somebody's tongue or the top side of somebody's tongue if it got really bad. Let's say you break a tooth. This is Dr. Dahlia's show. I am getting this from Sane Dentist Blog. It's actually pretty good. They say if you break a tooth, rinse your mouth thoroughly with some warm water and try to avoid swallowing the broken parts. To minimize swelling, you may want to use a cold pack on the affected area. Please call your dentist right away. You got simple cracks. You got complex cracks. You even have cracks that go all the way down the middle, depending on how deep. They say if your tooth is cracked, your treatment will depend on the location and size of the crack. Most types of tooth cracks are really small. I've cracked my tooth on a fork, no big deal. But sometimes you actually have to have dental material filled because of an exposing root. And then sometimes severely cracked teeth, they just have to take the whole thing out. Now, again, if you think you cracked a tooth, you got to talk to your dentist. Now, sometimes you'll get hit in the face and your jaw could be fractured. Apply cold pack against the area to control swelling, and you have got to go to the hospital, okay? We try to avoid you taking your own pain medicine because, again, sometimes aspirin, anti-inflammatories could cause you to bleed more. A jaw fracture can be very dangerous. Now, what are some signs or symptoms of a fractured jaw? You could have pain, you could have swelling, your teeth don't fit. Your jaw now, such that when you close your mouth and you close your teeth, they don't fit anymore. You could have numbness in the lower lip and chin. You could have a lot of bleeding and, of course, bruises around the area. Then they go on to say, what if your tooth is knocked out? Don't panic. Hold the tooth, they say, from the crown. Rinse the root with warm water or saline. Try not to do any scrubbing. Try to put the tooth back in its socket if it's still attached. Right? They say try not to swallow it, okay? And they say, they say you could put the knocked tooth in a glass of milk and bring the glass of milk to the dentist. That is interesting. I didn't know that. Glass of milk. Put the tooth in a glass of milk as opposed to ice. They say, let's say there are objects stuck between your teeth. Try to remove it gently with dental floss. Be very, very careful with sharp instruments. Don't use a knife because you don't want to cut your gum. And if you can't dislodge things that got stuck in between your teeth, call your dentist. Now, toothaches. All right, if you have a toothache, you got to clean your mouth out with warm water. Make sure there's no food or remnants, etc. Again, you got to be careful taking your own medication. Certain toothaches, I know some of you can make like these little home remedies and these pastes at home. My worry is a toothache could be something deeper and more severe, so make sure you talk to your doctor, okay? Not too bad. I want to spend more time this year on teeth. I think there's a lot of things that happen with us, but that was kind of cool. And if you guys hear of anything else that you're supposed to do if you lose a tooth or something of that nature, milk, that's cool. Yeah, no, it won't work with your White Russian. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let me see. High heels, they say, according to scientists, actually make you look good. Women wearing high heels are actually rated as more attractive than when they're wearing flat feet because the heels emphasize femininity. Okay, even though high heels are very, very painful, you get your bunions, you get your blisters. Researchers at the University of Portsmouth filmed a group of women as they walked on a treadmill, both in flats and high heels. And they found that the stride length was a little shorter than the flat foots or the flat feet. They had more steps per minute. The duration of the stride was quicker, but the hip rotation was more. So they actually probably looked a little sexier. They say the women who they studied in their 20s each owned between 4 and 25 pairs of heels, which they wore at least once a week. A separate group of men and women were then shown 30-second clips of the film. And then they rated the participants as more attractive or not. All of them rated the ones wearing the heels as more attractive. Researchers used a process known as point light display in which lit markers are placed around the body. I'm reading this as I go. It means the face and torso of the 12 participants were obscured, so the viewer could only see patterns of light. So it's not like they could just take a look at them and go, oh, okay, you know, she's blonde, so she's prettier. They say in a second experiment, the viewing group were asked to judge whether the video showed a man or a woman walking towards them. When the woman wore flat shoes, they were twice as likely to be confused as a man. Scientists also measured the differences in gait between a woman wore heels and flats. They concluded that the woman looked more feminine in heels. They took shorter strides and swung their hips more. Now, I got to tell you, it is true. I mean, when I wear hips, I do walk sexier. I feel a lot more sexy. I think it is sexy. But I also don't think it's sexy when my feet hurt. I got to take them off, and now I got the holes in my stocking, and I'm walking around, you know, just in stockings. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy, 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 happy New Year. Honestly, everybody here from the Dr. Dahlia Show and GCN wishes you the most amazing New Year with health, prosperity, safety, and, of course, happiness. Hope you're able to spend it with your families and friends. And have an amazing rest of the holiday season. And we're going to get to work in 2013. A lot of work to do. Okay. Don't forget to please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, we got a little bit more information on this woman who pushed an Indian immigrant under a New York train a few days ago. I believe it was subway train number 7 in Queens. From what we understand, she had attacked a 9/11 hero 9 years ago. Firefighter Daniel Conlisk said he was attacked by a homeless woman when he was taking out the trash. All right. He tells, I guess, the paper that a 31-year-old who allegedly confessed to pushing Sunato Sen, 46 years old, into the path of a train suffers from bipolar disorder. Erica Menendez told investigators, I've hated Hindus and Muslims since 2001. Since they put down the Twin Towers, I have been beating them up since. So Erica Menendez, I guess, is in custody. And from what I understand, the gentleman that died was an Indian immigrant from Calcutta. He owned a copy shop on Manhattan's Upper West Side. He had stood on a Queens elevated subway platform 8 p.m. Thursday when officials said Menendez pushed him in the back and into an oncoming train's path. She had been, from what I understand, mumbling to herself for a while, according to witnesses, prior to just randomly going up to him and shoving him at the last minute. Now, the New York fire chief revealed today that he was attacked by Erica Menendez as well, the deranged woman, the same one that pushed the man to his death. Daniel Conlisk, a retired battalion chief, actually did save many lives in the Twin Towers. He had been attacked by her as well. The officer told New York City Daily News of his sadness following the death of Sen and how he took out two orders of protection against Menendez following the incident almost a decade ago. Okay, he was taking out the trash at his home in Ridgewood, Queens, when he said Menendez attacked him from nowhere. I was going out with the recyclables, he said. It was dark out. Then this girl was standing there in front of me shouting, you blanked my mother. And I guess she started charging at me, started clawing me in the face. I was trying to get away from her. There was blood on my face, my chest, and my neck. Officer says Menendez's boyfriend at the time asked him not to press charges. If she had a knife, I would be dead. That's how nuts she was, he said. All right. They also are now realizing that this woman, Menendez, had 8 prior arrests. Okay. As we probably move forward with this story, there's going to be a lot of questions on bipolar, all right, and how that can relate to violence. I mean, you know, many of my patients with bipolar, I should say all of them, never were violent. Never. Could there be that potential? Remember what I said, people, there could be a potential with everybody, whether you have bipolar, whether you don't have bipolar. If you have schizophrenia, you don't have schizophrenia, all right? If you've never been diagnosed or you have been diagnosed, there is that potential. You know, the other thing we need to realize is there are many people with mental illness that aren't diagnosed. My patients with mental illness are the most healthy. My schizophrenics, my bipolars, these people, they're healthy people. They're safe. They're being treated. Where we should feel unsafe are the people that haven't been diagnosed, that are running around out there, that we don't know, that haven't been diagnosed. You know, this is why when they discuss, well, we got to come up with a better screening system for mental disease. That's right. We do. We do need to come up with a better system. Absolutely. Hands down. Hands down. We do. But you're talking about screening people that are already going to the doctor. How do you screen these people that show out, come out of nowhere? Now, obviously these women who possibly were arrested, for prior arrests, could there be a better screening procedure there? Absolutely. But Adam Lanza, who shot up Sandy Hook Elementary, had no prior arrests. James Holmes, from what we understand, had no prior arrests. You know, these people aren't going to the doctor saying, hi, I got something up. I feel homicidal. I feel so angry. I want to attack people. There's not a lot of people that do that. Those people that do get treated, and they get treated pretty well. So I'm very comfortable around any of my patients who have schizophrenia, bipolar, any types of disorders where sometimes they say they get so angry at somebody, you know, they'd like to jump at them. But, you know, and these patients, they see a psychiatrist. We make sure they have no ideation or ideas to kill somebody or kill themselves. But it's the people out there that aren't diagnosed. You know, and it's interesting because I'll see people, you know, at the, grocery line and, you know, you'll look at them and you'll look around. I'm like, you know, could any one of these people around me, you know, God forbid, be the next Adam Lanza or James Holmes or Jared Loughner? And you look and you're like, they all look sane. They all look fine to me, you know, but keep in mind, Adam Lanza went grocery shopping. James Holmes went grocery shopping. Jared Loughner went to Walmart, went to Circle K, bought gas. I it is going to be an extremely difficult feat to try to figure out who are the ones that we need to, screen and treat. And I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they say smelly dogs are breaking up couples more than you think. 1 in 20 dog owners blame their smelly pets for ruining relationships with partners or friends. They say the most offensive bad odor was said to come from animals who had rolled in something nasty outdoors. Wet dog, flatulence, musty ears also come in high. A third of owners admitted that their pets' bad habits had put friends and family off coming to their homes. More than half said they had not been invited to other people's houses for fear that they would bring their dog. Disgruntled friends and relatives objected to both the smell and unpleasantness of stray hairs covering sofa and carpets. It's interesting. When you're a pet lover, you don't care. I have no problem if I get somebody's cat hair on me or dog hair. Yes, I'm allergic, but not that badly. I just love animals so much. But if you are allergic, or if you really don't want the dander or the saliva, etc., I can see that. You know, not to mention, like, we have a cat. He's a male cat. There are 4 potty boxes in our house. Count them. 4. 4 potty boxes. And he will just every now and then decide to find not even a corner, but a location in our house to take a leak. Just because he wants to mark his territory, the little pier. And that stinks, because what if the house smells of urine? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's my biggest fear that people will come and go, no, I smell dog. I smell cat urine. It's horrible. You can't get that smell out. And then we have a couple dogs, and they're very licky and jumpy. And so we always have to, you know, put the dogs in a room upstairs with their little, pillows and stuff. And because we can't let them run around, because they'll jump on people. And people don't want to be slobbered on. You know, and one of our dogs is a slobbery, cold nose, you know, licker. And so, you know, I could see that. I could see that. And then, you know, imagine you're dating somebody, say the dog or me. For those of you that saw the movie Ted, it was a great movie. Seth MacFarlane playing the little teddy bear. All right. Basically, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but the girlfriend is like, okay, this is ridiculous. Ted or me. And, I mean, how do you make somebody make that decision? Because animals are like these people's children. So, what do you do? You know, luckily for me and my husband, we love dogs, we love cats. But when I don't want to be licked and slobbered on, I mean, I tell him and the dog. All right. All right, you guys have a great, safe New Year's. Cannot wait to talk to you again on Wednesday. Be safe and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You gotta take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.